360-degree look around.
The Saudi prince, Turki bin Faisal, announced in a speech in Washington, D.C. this week that the kingdom's aid to Yemen is currently on hold amid the political uncertainty of the country. Saudi Arabia is a main player in Yemen's power transfer deal and is obliged to aid Yemen during the transitional period.
Saudi Arabia is a main player in Yemen's power transfer deal. Until now, they have met their economical and political obligations in Yemen. I don't see any reason for Saudi Arabia to change its stance.
Other members of the NDC say that Saudi Arabia's aid and intervention in Yemen has kept the poorest Arab country in a state of chaos and instability. They believe that Saudi Arabia's aid is only aimed at securing the kingdom's foreign policy.
One of the obligations of the Saudi government when the Yemen signed the GCC initiative, along with all the GCC countries, was to continue support the Yemeni people and the Yemeni government. Unfortunately, the Saudi government has not fulfilled its promises until today. In the opposite way, it continued supporting the people we believe are the reason behind the problem and the events leading to almost a civil war in 2011.
Ending the perpetual foreign meddling in Yemen was one of the main goals of the Yemeni youth uprising back in 2011.
Many Yemeni politicians believe that an end of Saudi aid to Yemen is a blessing in disguise. Like many other Yemenis, some politicians believe that all the financial support of Saudi Arabia has come at a great cost and has allowed the neighboring country to directly interfere in Yemen's political affairs. Yusuf Mawadi, Press TV, The National Dialogue, Sana'a.